Blog Talk Radio.
Life. Are you growing with it or feeling left out? Either way or in between. You're in the right place today with the host of Change Already, Your Future, Your Choice, Jillian. She's an award-winning author and radio personality. She's warm, she's fuzzy, and she's got an attitude.
Good afternoon, I'm Jillian Moss-Backman, and this is Change Already, Your Future, Your Choice. Well, I'm enjoying the feedback that I got the last week from the show on Brute Force, Year of the Horse, and as I reviewed that show, I loved the way it turned out and the ideas and things that were coming through on air about different ways we can harness the horse, so to speak, no pun intended. And gather up the energy of the physical that I talked about last week and really manifest some of our greatest goals that we've ever had for ourselves in this year ahead. But there were some things I wanted to cover that I realized that are just important to make sure that we really get into what's availed to us in the energy of the horse this year and make sure that everybody gets on the same page of working towards the goal. So if you didn't have a chance to listen to that, please go back to Change Already with Jillian, Blog Talk Radio, last week. Or you can hit up iTunes. It's over there as well. And my website, which is JillianMossBackman.com, JillianMossBackman.com. I think I got that right. You know how you spell yourself? It's like your phone number, right? You say it so many times, and then when somebody asks you, you just have it memorized, but you're not used to saying it out loud. But I hope I got that right. The other thing I want to mention is I'm on Facebook, and I love because it's a place where we can chat back and forth about ideas and things that are going on in your life. And I don't always post stuff on there just about myself. I get really bored, as you all know, about talking about my stuff all the time, even though I'm very proud of it. I like to hear what other people are doing as well out there. So please go to my Facebook page and friend me if you're not there and get in that community. It's not a free-for-all for posting everything that you are doing, but you can certainly join in the conversation and give your opinions. But please, nothing derogatory or nasty towards the other people's comments. I always take those down. It's my page. I can do what I want. And I do. So please be conscious and be kind to the comments on there. I also want to remind you that I'm on Twitter, ChangeAlready at Twitter, or Jillian at JillianMossBackman.com. Both of those I use a lot. I don't tweet all the time, 24/7. I'm not obnoxious like that. But when I find something that I think is relevant to our conversation about what we're talking about, or maybe something that expands our minds and ideas that other people are doing, I like to retweet that. I like to push other people's venues for what they're doing. So I think people like these kind of shows because we get tired of hearing the bad stuff all the time. And when you start talking about intuition and that dreaded word that I don't like, psychic, anyway, it brings out this creative side of ourselves. And a lot of times I think it gets lost in the shuffle or we forget about it, even though we're constantly bombarded with the idea of hearing that inner voice. I think we get too busy with our household chores, taking care of kids, paying the bills, making sure everybody doesn't go hungry, that we forget about that part of ourselves. And when you start physically talking about intuition or that inner voice, all of a sudden everybody kind of perks up because it's like, oh, yeah, it's back in our minds, but how much do we really pay attention to it in a daily thing or even putting ideas out for the coming year? It's such a wonderful way of living a spirit-filled life, and a lot of times intuition is about having fun. You know, it's not all about making hard decisions or doing things that we normally wouldn't do, there's messages that come across that are just about fun. Maybe embracing the obvious in your life that you've missed along the way, but you're too busy to see it right in front of our face. So I think all of us like that intuitive hunt and gather inside ourselves to find our own answers. And more importantly, people love to do it for the future. And I'm bringing that up because we're talking about the year of the horse and the energy that's in front of us. And I've been talking about this physical thing. And I know a lot of you ponder a lot of the same questions year after year, and you keep doing the same thing over and over. And a lot of times this is when people seek out people like me for intuitive advice, suggestions, or maybe a different way of looking at things than you have in the past. And you want an objective, intuitive opinion that's not of your own. I really believe, as I always said, that we want and we have our own intuitive answers inside ourselves. Especially in a year of the physical, it seems that intuition seems to rise to the top and really be in our physical minds all the time. So let me ask you, and I want to give you a few suggestions. Are you one of these people that are going to be seeking out a person like me? I want to give you a few thoughts of my own that if you're going to go do this, please, I don't mind that you're going to go find intuitive guidance right now, because it's a great time because we have a clean slate. It's the first of the year. Everybody has that hopeful idea that this is going to be a better year than last year. Of course, I'd love for you to have a session with me because I do them on the phone. I do them in person. I'm available all the time. But if you have the urge to go out there, I want each one of you to really follow a few guidelines that I want you to think about when you're choosing the person you're going out there. I personally prefer a person that has a longstanding career in this kind of vein, intuitive encouragement, intuitive helping, and they've been business for a while. You know, the reality is there's millions of people out there doing the same thing I am, and some are good and some are not so good. I've said that in the past. But the longer that you stay in the business, for instance, I've been in the business almost 20 years. I don't want to brag or anything. But you do have a tendency to understand your craft better when you've been in it for a long time, and it's my career. So look for those people that have dedicated their lives to really doing this same kind of work and go and have a session with them. But I really encourage each one of you to have an initial conversation with them before you actually sign up to do a full session. Feel how they're sounding to you. Are they giving you thoughts and suggestions that are pliable? You know, sometimes I've heard in the past they'll say, well, go out and, you know, create this or create that, or you can have this or you can have that. The reality is the bottom line is the intuition is a guidance. It's a way of having another tool that you can use in your own resolutions of what you want to create in your life. Have a conversation with them and make sure that they're confident in what they're doing in their own work. And make sure that it lines up with what you're doing. A lot of times clients want concrete ideas, which is exactly what I give them, but they want questions to a specific thing that's been nagging them for a long time. And I don't mind answering that, because reality is a lot of times those questions that are unanswered from our past are tagging us up in order to have and achieve our goals and our New Year's resolution as we move forward. So use your common sense when you're doing this, and they should be using the time that you have together to build a whole plan for the year. They should be breaking it down in months, weeks, times, and giving you boundaries of what you should be working on intuitively and physically on your own in those time frames. I'll give you an example. Last week, I told all of you that last year was about relationships, and it's going to continue until March. watch people leaving the planet quickly, watch relationships closing. We're still coming down with that energy, and only until that time we'll be able to see the clear path of intuitive what we want to create physically. I just want you to keep that in mind as we move forward. We're talking about physical things that happened in this year, and mostly people want to know about career, romance, and health. Now, if you take apart those three elements, two out of the three are very physically based. Usually career and health are mostly about physical things that you have to do. It's a great way to maximize the energy this year. Which brings me to the topic I want to talk about for the rest of this half hour we're together. I really want to take you into your own goals this year. What New Year's resolutions are you working on this year that align with the year of the horse? If you're not aligning them with the year of horse, in my humble opinion, they're not going to turn out the way that you really have aspired them to be. In reality, people don't take a look at that, and they need to see how they piggyback on each other. They're like butter on melted toast. They just kind of naturally go one-on-one together. This is why a lot of people are going to drop out in the next couple weeks, and they never cross that finish line because their resolutions and their goals aren't matching up with the energy of the year. I know a lot of you love those vision boards, and we all encourage everybody to do it, but this is the year that one should really be honing in on that physical board, because the vision board that we put in front of ours is mostly physical, and most of us rely on our physical intuition first before we rely on the other three. It's a great time to add that physical attribute of the year and energy of the horse into that vision board. It's very interesting how the years kind of overlay with each other, and I'll give you an example of that as well. It's not the year of the thinker, people. Years where you're just using mental slash spiritual capacity. This is not the year for that. This is the year for doing. This is the year for stepping out of that mental thinking and into the process of doing. You know, I'm always pushing that process of being and doing year after year, moment for moment, time after time. But I really encourage all of you to really go into the year of doing this year. Spend less time thinking about what you want to do and start doing. Here is a good example of that. I'm just full of examples today. It was an easy one to write because it's like the physical is so easy for people, but yet they don't do it. If you're thinking about going back to school, this is a great year to do it. But don't spend all your time thinking about where you want to go. Use the energy of the horse to decide where you want to go. Take that successful thought of going at the best school and shoot for the top of your list this year. It's the year of the horse. It's about doing impeccable physical work. Now, let me caution you, it may require a little more studying on your part, the mental capacity that we're talking about, but the chances are that you can get into the school that you really want and let the mental come next. Dare I say, many of you can get a new car this year or a new house or some other attribute and a physical accoutrement that you want. Yes, this is the year for that kind of manifestation, but do it with reason. You can't go over the top with crazy expectations, but you can put out there a little bit higher than what you would normally think you could achieve on the physical aspect of those kind of things. If you want to write a book, again, this is the year to write a book. If you want to lose weight, if you want to stop smoking, this is the time to throw everything in. So for the next week, here's your assignment. I want you to go back and revisit your New Year's resolution and see how they need to be tweaked a little bit to get our goals in a line and add a little more spice to the doing side of what you're going to be you working on this year rather than the being of the mind. See what happens. Now, we're all going to come against that wall in a couple of weeks where we either give it up, forget it, or move on. This is the time where you're really going to want to push yourself and force yourself to get to the other side of quitting. It's going to work for most of you if you're willing to see yourself in a different light this year and embrace that physical aspect of the year of the horse. After this short break, I want to talk about the awakening of physical healing and spiritual hibernation. I'll see you after this short break. Welcome back to Change Already with Jillian Moss Backman. Before the break, we were talking about the year horse and the physical energy, and I decided that I would do another week on the topic because it was so important that we get on and really grab hold of what's in front of us this year. I know last year it was more docile year with the year of the snake. This year it's about movement and action. I saw a report that caught my attention this week. Ski resorts are reporting a larger amount of bear sightings on slopes with the skiers. Apparently, these bears are awakening up early from their normal hibernation habits, and they are warning skiers to be aware that they are somewhat precocious and ready to attack at any point. That's what happens when you wake up a sleeping bear. They're not happy. But if you watch the reels that they're putting out there, they're also playing in the snow and having a good time. So they're doing a little bit of playing and a little bit of nasty. So you have to be careful. But what I gleaned from that information is that the animal that's coming forth is a bear. And that the animal community is, again, interacting with the human community in a way that's unusual. And I hope that you've been playing along long enough with me to know when those kind of things happen and you should really take a closer look and catch your attention on that, especially in this year of the horse and the energy of the physical. I thought it was rather strange that they were coming out of hibernation, and then I started thinking, well, that's the way I feel about the planet itself. We are finally coming out of what I call spiritual hibernation. We're starting to move into a planet that's more cognizant of how we treat each other and what we're doing and making conscious choices. In the past, it used to be mental choices, physical choices, but now it's mental / physical, physical / spiritual. Oh, try to say that. Anyway, I thought it was a good example and a thought that we could take a look at of how, what in the world is the bear energy all about? Intuitively, when I see those kind of things, my first reaction is to run to my totem animal dictionary straight away. Straight away. I hope you have one. If you don't, there's several good ones out there. And the internet is a good resource for that. But I started seeing how this story started overlaying with what we were talking about in the physical realm. When I'm talking about physical, I also mean talk about healing ourselves physical. It's not just about doing a new job, getting a new car, traveling, things like that. It's also about healing that physical woundedness inside ourselves. Those scars that we've carried in the physical that transpose itself to the emotional, that transpose itself in the end to spiritual scars that we probably should be healing this year from our past so we can embrace and enjoy the physical in the future. I ask each one of you to revisit those New Year's goals on purpose and look at the physical healing that needs to go on with what's happening in your life. Now, you may have things like you want more wealth, more stuff, better health, but the reality is if those goals aren't piggybacked and working with the physical healing, that internal stuff that keeps us from obtaining the goals year after year that we relentlessly continue to ask for year after year, the woundedness of the physical is still stopping us from achieving that goal. A good example of that, and I'm sorry that I keep using the word example, but that's the only thing that keeps coming to my head, is that we need to heal our woundedness from the physical and sexual abuse that a lot of people are, have, and hold in their heart. It seems that everybody has some kind of tormented action in the past, whether that's from sexual or some kind of physical holes that delve deep and deep inside our spiritual psyche. The bear totem animal reminds us to find human courage, strength, and confidence. If you can go back and look for that story, you can see these animals on the top of the hill just playing and have total disregard for their surroundings of people around them, but yet they have a confidence to themselves to stand where they're at against the adversities of the humanness around them. We should be taking a note from the bear totem animal to finally stand up against ourselves in the adversities of our lives and demand our share of the physical and spiritual closure that we deserve. And the energy of this year can add value and help us pass through the things we've been holding for a long time. It's time to open new chapters with helping each other and ourselves to heal these physical wounds that other people hold. Bear energy is all about heeding the cycles of nature. You have to know when to strike, and you have to know the right time and place to move out of this sick energy you've been sitting in into a better physical situation that heeds well healing and love all around. those bears on that snowy hill in some way believe that they're in sync with their own hibernational patterns. Somehow they've been awakened by artificial means, whether that's human intervention or some other artificial source that bothered their hibernational patterns. They're starting to hurt themselves and also human beings. And we need to heed from their gentle mistakes that they're making right now because they don't understand their natural surroundings. It's not time for them to be on the ski slopes with the humans. Even though they believe they belong there, somehow something inside of them urged them to explore and be outside on those hills. I bring up this point because when we feel a physical instinct, we have the desire to explore our universe. Many of you are going to be called and asked and feel a deep urge to go out and explore the rest of the planet. I don't have a problem with that, but I want you to understand there are things happening out there through this spiritual hibernation and artificial awakening that's happening that some of us are feeling spiritually homesick to visit lands that may not be conducive to your own spiritual awakening. I encourage each one of you to follow the travels that you feel inside of your head because many of you will feel like you want to wander out of your location of where you're at, especially places with high vibration, the East and Asia. I want you to go. I want you to feel that you can be out there, but pay attention to your surroundings. Pay attention to the bear energy. They're very cautious of where they go. The horse energy is very cautious of where they're going. Because if you're able to connect with that physical need that we will be having through this awakening for the rest of the year, to connect the physical with the spiritual, envision of buildings and places. Many of you are going to have the urge to go to these places and plop yourself right down in the middle, right down in the middle of some kind of synagogue or spiritual temple or a river. Something is going to make you want to feel, drop, and meditate and pray right where you're standing. I know this sounds crazy, but I keep seeing lots of crowds, people dropping my flies from where they're standing because it's time to ground the physical energy of spirituality this year. It's time to ground ourselves with what it feels like to be a physical, spiritual being during this awakening time that we're going. I don't have a problem with any of you doing it. I just want you to be safe and understand and heed the bear warning on the snowy mountain. You can ground yourself, but know your physical surroundings and allow yourself the physical part this year to go through that spiritual, physical awakening we'll all be feeling. Next week, my guest, Joanna, who created the exercise craze Prancercise, is going to come on air, and she's going to talk about how she came to start her program of Prancercise. I'm so excited to talk to her. She's creative. She's whimsical. She's excited, and she's creating a physical way for us to get in touch with that physical, spiritual being we've been talking about. So between now and then, I want you to remember, change doesn't have to be difficult, but it is necessary to grow. I'll see you same place, same time, Blog Talk Radio, Change Already with Jillian.
Thanks for joining Jillian today. Don't miss her famous at-home personal enrichment lessons. You can complete them on your own time to accelerate your personal change. They're simple and nothing like you've experienced before. Just like Jillian, warm and fuzzy with an attitude. So change already.